Eric Nash Jennings was arrested on a houseboat in South Harbor last November after receiving a package containing heroin, methamphetamine, and a depressant called GHB, commonly called the date rape drug, because it can be used to incapacitate victims. Under an agreement negotiated by the prosecutor and defense attorney, Jennings agreed to plead guilty to one charge of misconduct involving a controlled substance. Other drug charges and a tampering charge were dismissed by the state. Jennings' defense attorney had filed a motion to suppress evidence from a search warrant. Postal inspectors intercepted a package, obtained warrants, and opened it. After finding drugs inside, samples were replaced along with a tracking device, and the package was delivered in Petersburg. Police say Jennings had it delivered to Petersburg Fisheries and picked it up there before returning to a boat in the harbor and opening it. His attorney challenged the search warrant because a drug dog in Juneau did not alert to the package or signal it had drugs in it. However, Superior Court Judge Trevor Stevens denied that defense motion this year. Judge Stevens Wednesday accepted terms of the plea agreement, sentencing Jennings to 3 years of jail time, with 2 years of that suspended, leaving him a one-year sentence. He was released from jail at the end of June, however, after completing the time he's required to serve under that sentence. Court records also show Jennings was released from Lemon Creek Correctional Center in early April because of health concerns and COVID-19 cases at the facility. He returned to Petersburg, but then went back to jail once his court-approved living arrangement fell through. Jennings was in Las Vegas for his sentencing and attended by a telephone. He's on probation for 3 years and is expected to apply to complete that outside of Alaska under an interstate compact. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.